Since time is 5 o'clock and it is morning, we're going to get started. It is August 14th, 5 o'clock. We're going to call this special council meeting to order and we'll first pledge the flag as usual. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we'll do roll call. Members present, Sue?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Karen?
Here.
Myself, our special guest, Olivia. Are you here?
Yes.
No, okay. She's not here. Other members present, Mayor Prater, Michael Null from Van Cleef, Secretary Lori Slaker, and Steve Bowell from FLB is on Zoom. And we have one member of the public. Line item 4, announcement of recording. The meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for Assistance in Preparation of the Minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who plans to record the meeting? No. Okay. Approval of the meeting agenda and any amendments? Bruce is going to make the first.
I'll second it.
Karen is making the second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Action on the minutes? There is none. Public comment? None. And then we're on to the Borough Engineer's Report. Which is why we're here.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so I provided the three sheets handout there for you. The first sheet is just CoStars, and you go on to CoStars, this is their website. Pretty much explained what CoStars is there, and you know, a pretty quick statement. But I just kind of wanted to, I know that we don't know a lot of CoStars, I know there's talk about somebody coming and doing presentation.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I kind of just wanted to give an overview of what CoStars is about and the reason for the program. Their overview here is a good start to that. CoStars is a cooperative purchasing program. CoStars is actually an acronym for cooperative sourcing to achieve reductions in spending. And it enables Pennsylvania local governments and state-affiliated organizations to purchase supplies and services through state-managed contracts, providing access to competitive pricing and a simpler purchasing process. The cooperative purchasing approach gives you access to competitive pricing without the time and cost of running our own competitive bidding process, which we did previously. CoStars program combines the purchasing power of thousands of Pennsylvania organizations to negotiate better prices with suppliers. Budget for municipalities, schools, nonprofit, corporate procurement simplifies and improves cost effectiveness. As you guys can read, but I figured it's easiest to go through that. So the CoStars program, what happens is they broke out to 41 contracts. Each one of those contracts was reviewed by the Department of General Services, and contractors were approved to do work based on these contracts through the CoStars Cooperative Sourcing Program. Because of this, that kind of takes out the whole bidding process. Technically, those contracts were vetted and pretty much bid already through the state. So this is pretty much state contracts that we're pretty much just tapping into. The backing on prices and everything like that that the state has. We also tapping into that again. Grant projects, personal
have numbers on match non-reimbursable. So we do a match of this of about $75,000 if we use the full amount. So right now on her spreadsheet, reimbursable by the grant or for use towards match would be Van Cleef. At least your Van Cleef bills are, I guess, the $69,067.
That they can.
And then we don't know about the legal bills that are on here. Because we need to find out if the legal bills can be applied to the grant.
So where I read through the grant contract, it says anything that is project related.
Okay. So if that's the case, the Fitzpatrick Lens and Buba total on here is $9,700, which would put us over the $75,000 match.
Yeah.
So then all of the grant funds can go towards the 382,620 that is the contract for the bid right now.
Correct.
But that does say base bid. So it is subject to adjustment based on the provisions of the contract.
Based on anything that, you know,
unforeseen costs.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just checking.
Oh, yeah.
So the difference then between the grant award and J.L. Bradley's bid is $42,088. So that leaves us a cushion of at least some money if they have some unforeseen thing, and then possibly we would need to put more money towards it depending on that cost. But at least there's a little wiggle room. We've met our match already, and then this would get done in some of the work. And at least we're, I know you have a question.
I'm just a listener.
Processing.
Well, I did the math a little differently. I'm like, okay, 425 plus the 75, so I'm like 500.
That's 500, yeah.
Minus 385. Well, I added 385 would be, we're going to be out the 19-121 no matter what, but it's not reimbursable.
No matter what, it's just not reimbursable.
It's really, it would be the 325,620 plus 69,067. We're at 421. Now they're going to be more. So to me, that's like 70 or almost $80,000 leeway.
Where'd you get your 300 number? Which
well, that's the number for the construction is 382.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you said 325.
Yeah.
Did I say
325? She said 325, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I was like,
right. Did I?
That's 30,000.
Maybe I.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. So we have 500,000 minus 382,620 minus 69. I'm just gonna 9067. Oh, that leaves us 48. Okay, maybe I did say 325. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What you came up with. I
yeah,
just
roughly we're at the same.
So we got.
Yeah,
so
roughly we're basically the same spot.
With
some number variant. Yeah.
Not being an engineer, like, do you anticipate more than $50,000? Oh, do you have any more fees that are going to go into this?
So we'll have inspection fees.
Okay.
So that, you know, we want to be there to make sure that things go
the way they're supposed to go.
Exactly. So
ballpark.
I wouldn't say anything that we're going to have, I would say nothing more than
$20,000.
I would say 15 is my guess.
So that's chipping away. So that's only 28,000 leeway. So in your estimation, is it?
And you're estimating high, so that we're
correct.
Okay, I'm okay with it.
At least we're much more in the ballpark.
Right.
Yeah, and at least we're getting something done.
At the 730,000.
We're way close.
Guys, even if we have to wind up putting in a little bit, at least we're getting the money and the grant, we're getting it done. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Tammy just went in your office. She was downtown at the bathroom. She texted me, but I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, Tammy, she can come.
Yeah.
I should say hello to her. I haven't seen her
since
third grade.
I'll wait to where she comes down.
So then do we need a motion to accept this?
We need a motion to accept and grant the bid award. I'm just going to ask, I saw the bid packet. You guys looked thoroughly through it. I know Steve got it too. Did you have time to look at it with Steve or no? Do you want us to make the motion then contingent on your review by next week without your...
That's fine. That's fine.
Do you have time for that?
I mean, you've looked at it. I assure that it's fine. But
so just to Steve, well, just for clarification.
Okay. You know, if we say it hasn't changed the server this week, correct?
No.
I haven't received any responses back, is that right?
Exactly.
Let's repeat that.
So, yeah, this is by Monday, I will look.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll just make it contingent.
Okay. And you'll give us that answer on Monday afternoon?
I will do so.
Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion to accept, or however I got to word it perfectly, to accept the bid for the stormwater project that was presented to council at the last meeting. And then as a bid
review.
Yes.
Contingent upon attorney review.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll second.
So we have a first from Karen. Second from Bruce. To accept the award with solicitor review, and then I guess we'll any other discussion.
So I'll be holding off on providing a notice of award to the contractor until we hear from
Monday afternoon.
And then once that happens, we'll also provide the contract just like we did the previous one for them to sign up and get back to us. Once they get back to us, do we have to have another meeting to sign into the contract with them, or is it, can you just do that? I know last time was a situation where financially and everything like that.
So I'm not sure how much Steve is hearing. I think sometimes it's hard on the Zoom thing. So Mike Knopf is asking, after your review on Monday, is this authorizing me to sign the contract then to execute it? Okay.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you what I just went through sitting there. It's all the state forms. I have no concerns about this whatsoever.
Okay. Wonderful.
So
just make the motion without legal review.
Okay, yeah, so I'll revise my motion. I'll amend my motion to accept the proposal presented today.
And sign the contract.
And sign contracts for the president of council to sign the contracts and move forward.
Okay, you'll amend. So we have a first and a second. Yeah. So Karen first. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, we're going to call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstention? All right, motion carries 4-0. All right,
so I heard that right, we're awarding tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Great. Steve said he quickly reviewed it while we were talking. He said all the state forms appeared to be normal, so he was okay with us. Moving forward.
Okay.
So no review on Monday.
Okay.
Whatever you, yep. So perfect. Monday you can start doing whatever you need.
I'll send out the award today.
Yep.
And get the contract out today so that they can get moving as soon as possible.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Wonderful.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as they get that into you guys, we can set up a pre-production meeting and get the notice to proceed going so they can get.
So you anticipate that would be within the next 5 to 10 days?
Yes. Yeah. Usually when we work this through, we give them 10 days to get the contract signed and back to us.
Okay.
They have to provide insurance documents and you know whatever else on and stuff.
Sure.
So it just takes a few days to do that, but
sure.
I know they're ready to go on this, so they want to move forward as fast as possible.
I know the same contractor that did the effluent line. I wasn't if anybody realized that.
Yeah.
Don't need Steve anymore since he's at college. Steve, we're good. We're just discussing how we move forward. So if you're good, we're good. We'll let you go do your college thing. Was kind of, I think it's pretty implied coverage,
right.
or something, but he wanted a specific language, and they said they wouldn't do that. I believe that's kind of where it was going.
Okay.
So, like, this kind of where it fell off the side. But yeah, we can definitely, yeah, because I've been wondering too, because I've been kind of stalking that whole thing, because I'm like, when is this starting? It's got to be, like,
I mean, what else do
the contractor hasn't reached out to have any meetings about, because they're supposed to reach out to the borough, by the township too, and have meetings, pre-construction meetings, just like we're going to do for this, because we have the handicapped areas and the traffic light and everything else, and nothing.
Yeah,
and I mean, everybody was like, oh, there's pavement markings downtown, but here they were for the 9/11 trail signs. They had nothing to do with the paving project. So we can definitely restart that, because I saw the email from Christine and I was like, oh, okay, and then Mark came back with nothing. I was like, oh, all right.
I know in previous, they were looking for the T160 and the traffic signal maintenance agreement to be submitted with the permit and everything.
Okay.
I guess prior to getting the permit. So I just want to make sure that we have that in place for when, you know, something comes up. Rather get that taken care of sooner than later.
Waiting for the last minute?
I'm done now.
We're good? I'm done.
Go for it, Karen.
Oh, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
At 5:28.
What's up, Kelly?
And we will say Lisa entered probably at like 5:20.
The meeting was at 5. It's over. We approved the bid.
I will call for
It was for 382. We and the engineer figures another.
Extension,
another 20 in their engineering fees. So we should have 28,000 to play with.